I'm Jamila Crumple with Delmarva News. Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler addressed a crowd at Salisbury University today. The Attorney General spoke about civil rights in Maryland for the university's Constitution Day. Gansler, a supporter of same-sex marriage in Maryland, said he has noticed a diverse response from the public.
The public understands it. Public gets it. People that are against same-sex marriage tend to be against homosexuals and aren't able to separate the issue of homosexuality from the same-sex marriage issue. They also don't understand it. They think that somehow the religious clause of the Constitution will be violated, that the government will make religious institutions marry people, and that's just not the case. There's other people that have a difficult time with the optics of it, and they're just used to marriage between a man and a woman, which is understandable, and don't really embrace the change.
Gansler said it's easy to separate personal opinion from a legal one.
My legal view of same-sex marriage is the denial of same-sex marriage is a denial of due process and equal protection. Everybody's entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and if you happen to be born gay, you ought to be able to have that same right as well.
A bill to legalize same-sex marriage was withdrawn from the House of Delegates last year after the bill failed to get enough votes, but supporters are preparing to push the bill again next year.
I do think it'll at that time go to referendum and be on the ballot next year, and whether or not Maryland is the first state where the people actually follow the polls suggesting that most people are in favor of gay marriage and will adopt it or not is another issue. Ultimately, it'll get to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals will decide that it's unconstitutional to prohibit same-sex marriage. So either way, we'll have same-sex marriage in Maryland in the years to come.
This is Delmarva Public Radio.